Hello, dear listener. James here, standing in my studio. I make bad noise. It's about 20 to 9 on the 11th of December 2010, and I've got the tail end of a cold, and I must stop clearing my throat. Otherwise, it will get very annoying. Not just for me, I'm sure. It's been a strange week. I've been struggling to work because the cold has beset me somewhat. But I'm hoping that it'll all be over with certainly by Christmas, if not the end of the weekend. And one of the things I have been suffering with is an unsettled night's sleep, not least because I've been extremely busy at work with some short notice projects that really need a lot of thinking about. And so I'll be waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning with some ideas and no real cogent way to write them down, not least because they hadn't formulated properly in my head. And to write them down would probably have not made sense in the morning anyway. However, last night was a bit strange. I listened to Andy Taylor's interpretation of Soft Kitty shortly before I went to bed. It's kind of like an evening thing, catching up with audiobooks. I quite like it. I have to admit that I listen to them in the shower most of the time. That's really odd, isn't it? But that's my chosen listening, and mainly because they're quite short, and you know, it takes 5 minutes to shower. And if you want to listen to a 40-minute or 25-minute podcast, it's a little bit too long form, and it's starting and stopping. Anyway, that's all beside the point. I was woken up at 4 o'clock this morning with some ideas of song lyrics for a song about Andy Taylor, who's the northern bloke on here. And I came down into the studio having written some of them down that I remembered when I woke up finally this morning, and sort of ended up spending most of the day on the sofa because I really am a bit tired. And then I thought, when the children went to bed, I'd come down to the studio and sort of try and push the cold away from me through catharsis and music. The result of which was that Beth came down to complain that I was making too much noise. This is a lesson to be learned, mainly that I really shouldn't try playing rock music anyway. I was using a little SM58 dynamic microphone because I was trying to get the kind of Oasis sound. How well I succeeded, I just don't know. Which means you have to be a little bit louder. God, it's a lot less sensitive. And I apologise to Beth for the horrendous noise I made, not least because I kind of forgot to shut the door and all the noise went up the stairs. Dreadful. Anyway, without any further ado, what follows is a song, What I Wrote, about Andy Taylor. I hope it's okay. I'm going to stop now.
He's Andy Harbour Taylor. That's his full name. Please don't wear it out. His audiobooks, mostly when he's driving about. He talks of iPads and